Welcome to Ghostwriters Anonymous, an inspirational and interactive podcast where we create worlds through words and writing. I'm Kelsey, and today I'd like to know, if you were a ring that summoned Captain Planet, what ring would you be? I would be Heart. Today I'm going to introduce you guys to a story that I read when I was a kid, or rather was read to me when I was a kid. It's called The Three Robbers by Tommy Unger, and it's a story in a compilation book titled The World Treasury of Children's Literature, selected and with commentary by Clifton Fadiman, Book 1. Once upon a time, there were three fierce robbers. They went about hidden under large black capes and tall black hats. The first had a blunderbuss, the second had a pepper blower, and the third had a huge red axe. In the dark of night, they walked the roads searching for victims. They terrified everyone. Women fainted, brave men ran, dogs fled. To stop carriages, the robbers blew pepper in the horses' eyes. With the axe, they smashed the carriage wheels. And with the blunderbuss, they threatened the passengers and plundered them. The robbers' hideout was a cave high up in the mountains. There they carried their loot. They had trunks full of gold, jewels, money, watches, wedding rings, and precious stones. But one bitter black night, the robbers stopped a carriage that had but one passenger, an orphan named Tiffany. She was on her way to live with a wicked aunt. Tiffany was delighted to meet the robbers. Since there was no treasure but Tiffany, the thieves bundled her in a warm cape and carried her away. They made up a soft bed for her in a corner of the cave, and there she slept. The next morning, she awoke to find herself surrounded by trunks of glittering riches. "What is all this for?" she asked. The robbers choked and sputtered. They had never thought of spending their wealth. So to use their treasure, they gathered up all the lost, unhappy, and abandoned children they could find. They bought a beautiful castle where all of them could live. Dressed in red caps and capes, the children moved into their new house. Stories of the castle spread throughout the land. New children came or were brought each day to the doorstep of the three robbers. The children grew until they were old enough to marry. Then they built houses around the castle. A village grew up, full of people dressed in red caps and capes. These people, in memory of their kind foster fathers, built three tall, high-roofed towers, one for each of the three robbers. And there it ends. It's really just a wisp of a story. As a kid, I was most attracted to the idea of treasure, of robbers under the cloak of night, raiding a carriage, driving their axe into the carriage wheels, and then building a castle. And so when I revisited this story as an adult, I'd completely forgotten that there's this cozy ending where orphans have a place to go and build a life from. And I think I forgot that because I didn't care about it. I mean, I'm just picking up the highlights. I'm very young. I can't even read yet myself. Active listening skills are being awakened, and so I'm just staring at the three illustrations, maybe catching every other word, or maybe a word like blunderbuss that is not in my everyday vocabulary. I never hear that. Or just was left to my own devices on how I wanted to form the story. But either way, I do believe that this formed a lot of my interests. The carriage scene reminded me a little bit of The Little White Horse, where we have this orphan girl with her maid going to live with her distant cousin that she's never really met. You're just in transition, leaving one situation for another. This girl, she's more than willing to go with these robbers. And while that could be translated as brave to a kid, to me, I'm thinking as an adult, that's just desperation. That's you giving in, thinking, well, it could be much worse. The other option really wasn't presenting itself much better. But there's a lot in this story that leaves me wanting more. I feel like there's some details that are missing that could have been fed into the story. And maybe that's fine for a kid. I mean, their attention span is only so long. This is like a 2-page story, and I'm not even remembering the whole other half of it, which is involving a girl being kidnapped and her life pivoting to something good. When Tiffany awakes the next morning, she says, "What is all this for?" And suddenly the robbers are like, "Oh, we should spend this money." There's no dialogue where the robbers are defending their actions. they just quickly, with one child's suggestion, are going to build a castle. I really wouldn't even call them the hero of the story, because it's not even their money that they're using, it's the public's money. But I will say, in college I had a conversation with Leah about the neighborhood watch signs, at least in my area. They always reminded me of this illustration, because we just have two eyes hidden underneath a hat in a cape, or the bust of a trench coat. I'll post this illustration on our Facebook page with that sign, who I always thought was very attractive. I think the attraction was more the romanticized idea of hidden and secret and darkness. All of that stuff was vastly interesting to me, and it still is. But another of my favorite elements is the pepper blower. I don't know what that looks like in a 17th to 19th century time period, which is where the blunderbuss would come into play, but I imagine a blowgun with pepper in it. I'm sure I could just look it up and see. I think it'd be kind of fun to flesh this story out into something bigger. It's nothing that I will probably tackle since I'm trying to write my own book, but if you guys are writing something, then please email us at gwritersanon@gmail.com. Feel free to visit our Facebook page. We'll catch you guys next week.